So after Yaakov successfully escapes the clutches of the evil Yaakov and the Malach of Esav that was sent to destroy him and prevent him from entering into Eretz Yisrael, his daughter gets raped. It says, right, out of the frying pan and into the fire. It says, Vateitzi Dina bas Lea asher yalda Yaakov liros bivnos oretz. That what happened? It says, Dina went out to see, the daughter of Jacob went out to see what was going on among the daughters of the land. So, and this is in Shechem in Nablus, that place Mucham Leporanius, place that was destined to be a downfall for the Jewish people. It's where Yosef was sold. So many problems happened to us in Shechem. So they lured her out of Yaakov's camp by they had played music and other types of things, and women would go out with their different fashions. I guess they had colored burkas even in those days, I don't know. But she was lured out to see them. And then Shechem ben Hamor, the prince of the people, raped her and took her captive. And then after the fact, he reached out to Yaakov that I want to take your daughter. So Yaakov said, we can't let her marry you and stay with you unless you become Jewish. So you have to undergo circumcision. But everybody, your whole community, so the 24,000 people of Shechem were convinced into doing it. I don't know how much they were convinced. You had the prince of the land and the king with swords and armies. I don't know how much they were, quote unquote, convinced. But let's say they were convinced. They were enticed, actually, by other Jewish girls who were there, as well as the money of the people, because it says, it says, "Vayavo chamor shchem rel asher irum v'dabro anshe irum leimor ha'anoshim el ashlem mehem utanu v'eish v'ratz v'iskor osav ha'aretz yin rachvas yudayim v'emes v'nosim nikach lanu l'anoshim v'yas v'nosim nintin lanu." We're going to get their daughters and their sons, and it says, the catch is we have to be circumcised. And then here's the catch. It says, "Mignei v'kinyanu v'chol behemtam halolonahem." Their flocks and their property and their animals, halolonahem, they belong to us, they're ours. So you take a little bit of a circumcision and then you get all of the wealth and the prosperity of the Jews. And we know how rich those Jews are. Achinozolam v'eshmitano, so they listen to him. So it was not a geirus l'shem shemaim. It was, they were undergoing something in order to, for financial gain, for stealing the property of the Jews. So unfortunately, Yaakov and Levi went and they butchered all of the 24,000 people of Shechem. And there's all sorts of, from Kabbalah and everything, why them? But anyway, so then there seemed to be an argument between Yaakov and his sons. Why did you kill these people? The answer of Shimon Levi is, what, our sister should be made into a prostitute? So in other words, there was an argument that they were all, first of all, Shechem and Hamor were worthy of being put to death because of the rape. And the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, they should have been put to death. That's number one. Number two is that there's of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, the fourth one is Dalet, stands for Dinim. In other words, you have to establish judicial processes in a court system so that travesties shouldn't happen. And they didn't do it. So this was the argument between Yaakov and his sons. Yaakov said, you don't have to result to killing the non-Jewish world if they don't follow the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, if they can be incarcerated or they can be compelled to act in a proper way. Whereas, so Yaakov said, we didn't have to kill him. Whereas, according to Shimon and Levi, they said, no, we had to kill him. They weren't going to repent, they weren't going to go anywhere. And so this argument has raged, really, from that time until today. How is it best to protect the rights of the Jewish people? And that's halacha, allows for an honest and genuine discussion. But the notion is that if we want to protect ourselves from these types of situations, what's the best thing to see and to do? not go out and see, not go out and see what other cultures, the allure of other cultures or other peoples. Our culture is the most beautiful culture, the most developed culture, and it's the one that through dinim, through the establishment of justice through Jewish courts, that's what's going to bring peace in the world and harmony in the world. May we be able to be zocha to establish those types of Jewish courts in our own time, so that we can be zocha to the ultimate gula, the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Hanan Mekashi, Maratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Zakshel, Hikur Kibbutam, Torah Mitzvah Shnemar.